Michigan Tech men's basketball playing at 7:30 tomorrow night at the SDC gym. Head coach Kevin Luke with us and all set to go with the game. Coach, are you, the guys rested? How are the guys feeling going into this week?
Well, I hope we're rested and I hope we're feeling good. You know, we played Northern Michigan Thursday down there, had a nice win, and then gave them Friday and Saturday off to rest them up good, and then got after a little bit on Sunday for a short period of time, and then of course yesterday for a short period of time. So we should be rested. We think we've done a decent job in as far as the rest portion. Now we'll you know, we did some offensive stuff yesterday and a little bit of defensive stuff with Walsh, and we'll, you know, tune that up tonight and be ready to go for tomorrow.
Such a convincing win over Northern. Was that a mission type of win, Coach, that those guys weren't going to lose that game?
You know what? I don't know if this is good or bad, Dirk, but we never really let that one go, whether it was in a locker room, you know, just a mention here and there. And I know that, you know, part of being a great team is forgetting about some of the things, and that was something you should have forgot. But in the back of your mind, being a rival game, you know, everybody still, it was there, and it was something that where we didn't play our best game. And, you know, of course, if you lose a game and you play your best game, then you got beat that night. But it's sometimes in this profession, it's how you lose, and I don't think we did our best job against Northern Michigan. But it was, if you want to call it mission, call it whatever you want. It was a good win. I thought we went down there and really executed well, particularly on defense, and you know, we spread the wealth on offense. It was a good road win, and it was one that we needed for a lot of reasons, you know, moving forward.
Was it a different game, obviously, against them? You know, we got down early, and it seemed like we jumped on them early, and you know, never really, you know, we didn't keep the margin growing, but we kind of kept it in double figures pretty much the whole game.
Yeah, you know, in a game like that, and when you get it to, you know, I watched the game last night, and the team was down. In fact, I made comment the team was down by 19. I think that's what we had Northern down by in the second half. It's hard to keep that level of intensity up. So in a rivalry game, you know that they're going to be able to cut it down and you're going to be able to get it back. But, you know, that, and I think that's what happened a little bit last Thursday. It was, you know, we jumped on them, had a little bit of cushion, and then, you know, kept it there. But, you know, in a game like that, they're never going to go away because of what's at stake. And you know, it's going to be hard to make more separation. That's why I was a little surprised it happened. But with that being said, we're happy and we're moving forward. And now we're in crunch time again as far as do or die situations. You win, you advance, you don't, and you're going home.
We always talk about this, and I can't remember how this works for you, Coach, and the team, but here we are with a doubleheader on Wednesday night. You know, kind of a routine situation where the women are playing first, the men are playing second, even though it's against different schools, it's playoff action. But does it help that it stays somewhat into the routine at home?
Yeah, you know what, Dirk, that's a good point. It's good where, you know, we're comfortable. You know, we've had our last couple home games were awesome games, and I thought we did really well, and you know, we're excited to be here. We're playing Walsh, a team that we've never beaten, so that's a good thing and it's a bad thing, because the bad thing is obviously we haven't beaten them, but it's a good thing that our guys know that, you know, we're second, they're seventh, it's going to be a tough game because they have some pretty good personnel.
Talk about how our team has changed since the first time we played them. It was December 6th, I believe. We were
was that 1914 or was that you know, just a couple months ago? But it's hard to believe that's March already. But you know what? You watch the film, and we're completely a different team right now. I think, you know, I'm not speaking for anybody else in the league, but I think we're much, much better. I think we've found our identity. There's a lot of process that took place from that date to this date as far as getting some balance and you know, and understanding who we are and what we are and how we have to get that accomplished. And, you know, I'm not saying we have the best consistency in the world. I don't know if anybody does, but, you know, I think we know ourselves a lot more. We know our limitations. We know who's got to shoot in the crunch time. Of course, that's not a secret.
We probably knew that one ahead of time.
That one everybody knows. But the nice thing is, you know, we have some complimentary people to go to and some options, you know, because they're really going to be concentrating on Ben.
Coach, yesterday, Ben Stelzer being named GLIAC Player of the Year, Jordan Chartier also earning All-Conference Second Team and All-Defensive Team. Talk about, you know, those guys in the honors they got.
Well, again, you know, we've talked about Ben a lot, and he's earned everything. You know, he's very deserving. He's earned everything that he's gotten because he's a workhorse. He's a guy that will spend whatever amount of time needed, whether it be in the training room, whether it be on the court shooting, whether it be helping teammates. You know, the only thing he wants to do is win in advance, and you know, he doesn't. I think this is a prime case of kids not worrying about what kind of accolades they get. It's a prime case of working your hardest and having good things happen. And you know, certainly he works hard in a classroom. I think we talked, or I don't know if we've been on since he was last named. You know, he was an academic right. All-American a couple weeks ago, and you know, whether it be in the classroom, whether it be on the court, I think it's a case where if you just try your best, good things are going to happen. And he continues to rack them up, and you know, I hope it continues for him because he's, like I said, he's very deserving of all these honors. But more importantly for him and our program, you know, he's our core, and you know, he rubs off, and good things happen when that situation occurs. And then George, obviously, you know, got the second team. You know, he's another option in our offense. He's had a great year. He's a tremendous defender. We put him on our, you know, on the opponent's, you know, best perimeter player, sometimes on the opponent's best player, unless he's, you know, 6'10". Of course, we haven't run into that this year. But Jordan really works hard. He understands his role. He takes it very, very seriously. He gets upset when he, you know, when he's not at his best. And you know, between those two guys at the guards position, we're good. And you know, you can't, you know, we nominated other players for things, but you can't vote for your own players. And it's a little disappointing coming in second, but that seems to be a habit of ours. You know, we don't think we get all the people that are deserving of awards, but that's the way the coaches vote. And you know, there's some teams that have, you know, we got two players on. There's some teams that have three players on. They finish lower than us, and I can't quite understand that rationale, but that's not for me to determine. I, as long as the team does well, and our guys feel the same way too. They don't care about the individual stuff. They just want the team to do well.
Well, you got to be pretty excited, Coach, about what the atmosphere is going to be like tomorrow night.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be exciting. Of course, the, you know, ladies are going to start things off, and we're going to try to, you know, we're going to try to finish things off, and it's going to be, it's, we normally get a very, very good crowd, which is exciting, and you know, it's upbeat, it's up tempo, it's kind of, you know, do or die. Well, it's March Madness. It's do or die time, and you know, everybody knows that's at stake, and I'm really thankful that, you know, that we earned the right to host this first round, because that's pretty tough. You know, Walsh finishes up with their, as we did on Thursday with their rival game with Malone, and then they got to jump in the bus a couple days later and make a 2-day trip. So it's just part of the process. That's what it is, but I'm glad we're playing at home.
Big advantage for the Huskies, and we can't wait. Coach, congratulations on hosting, and we're looking forward to a big victory tomorrow night.
Guys, appreciate it. Always have a good day. Are we supposed to get some snow today?
Yes, we are. Get that snowblower going there.
Welcome, Walsh. Hey, boys.
All right, got Kevin Luke, the head coach of the men's basketball team. They play at 7:30 tomorrow night, right after the women's game. It is GLIAC quarterfinal action. We'll have more Huskies Drive Time after this.